One of my favorite books is called The One Thing by Gary Keller. Phenomenal book. Absolute must read over and over and over again. He mentions in there, I think right in one of the very first pages, is picture dominoes, but picture one domino and then a slightly bigger domino and then a slightly bigger domino. The domino, because once you get a domino started, it's going to knock over the next one, the next one, the next one. But if a domino, each domino is progressively bigger, you'd eventually could knock over a skyscraper, if you will, just by starting with one little piece of effort, one little movement. Think about that when it comes to investing in your businesses, real estate, whatever it might be, when it comes to putting your time and money into something. The goal isn't just, I have an asset. It will eventually, when I sell, it'll make me money. No, the idea is that it's bringing in money monthly, daily, that whether you sleep or not, or whether you're sick or awake or whatever, you have interest coming in. But not only that, but that that asset becomes bigger and better with time. Picture this. Maybe you started with a little watermelon stand or a lemon stand, something. You're selling stuff on the roadside, just some produce here and there. You know, as you go and traveling in Mexico or other areas, you might see people selling pineapple or whatever on the side of the road. And it's amazing. It's wonderful fruit. But what if you use the small profits from that, your first small business, and then maybe you build yourself a smaller store and you're not just adding, you're selling fruit or vegetables, but now you're selling maybe some drinks or something else. Or what if you're buying maybe two or three or four of the other fruit stands and now you're selling out of there and you're hiring employees and you're paying them some money and you're keeping some profit? What if what you're doing regenerates? It actually gets better and bigger. It's kind of like reincarnation, but bigger and better as you go. Now, sometimes bigger and better is not necessarily the same. Sometimes better is just simply getting really good at what you're doing. But sometimes some people want second or third or fourth locations. In real estate, it might be that you start out with, maybe you have tenants in the bottom of your first home, or maybe you rent out your first home as you move into your second home. But eventually, maybe you get a duplex or a fourplex. Maybe you get a, you know, down the road, 10-unit building, 12-unit building. Maybe you transition that into an Airbnb or a bed and breakfast, or maybe it's a commercial building with 6, 7, 8, 9 tenants giving you 3, 4, 5 grand a month apiece. But can you see how this works? I think of a liver that regenerates. It's one of the few body parts that actually regenerates. You take a liver, you cut it in half, and it will grow back. Wow. You think about other things where it just grows back, it gets better. You can do that. We can do that in our finances. We can get better as we invest more effectively. What about that business? I know for my wife and I, years and years ago, we had a little business that did quite a bit of revenue, but we had to pay out other, I guess, subcontractors and other people to the point where we walked away with just enough money to give ourselves a small salary. And we worked at the business for about 6 years and then looked at each other and said, we got to sell. And if we ever do this again, we got to come back and get such good cash flow that it really pays for itself and we have a true asset. And we did. We bought a business that was 3 times the size, nearly 2.5 or 3 times the size as the previous one. And then we started to build that and started to build that. And we think about real estate. Okay, if you buy one building and want to get it bigger and more profitable and find another one. But to do so within, you know, making sure you're paying off debts as you go, making sure that you're reinvesting wisely. What are you doing with businesses, with real estate? What are you doing with trademarks, with patents? Whatever you have, what are you doing with your intelligence, with your learning? What about those certificates that you're getting? What are you doing to constantly generate and get better? The dominoes, how are you getting the next domino bigger and better with not much effort? Because you remember the effort for the dominoes, knocking down 5, 10, or 1 million dominoes in a row, even though they're progressively getting bigger and bigger, maybe 50% bigger on each next domino, it all starts with the initial effort. Where it starts is getting started. So what are you doing? I think of friends that have bought a home, sold it, bought another home, or kept their first home, rented that out, and then are reinvesting this money here and there. I love to tell a story about my dad growing up. He did a lot of good things with real estate and also made some big mistakes. But what I learned is that he bought one and then two and bought one here, bought one there, learned from this. He was constantly pushing down dominoes, getting a fourplex, a duplex, and da-da-da-da, and learning from the process. Huh. What can you learn from this? Where are you going to reinvest your efforts? Are you going to just get one investment and just keep it and never reinvest? Or are you never going to get investment at all? Whether it be business, real estate, or whatever else you're looking to do, just make sure that you think about that concept, about the dominoes, and about, regeneration, things coming back and coming back better if we look for those opportunities. Good luck.